Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. We are here today, April 18, 2017, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatna, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 17-002, Morco Equipment, LLC versus the Guam Solid Waste Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Delia Wolf and Public Auditor Doris Forrest Brook. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hechinova and Jared Hernandez. Will Appellant Morco please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Kevin Fowler, counsel for Morco.
Good afternoon, Mr. Fowler.
Oh, wait, I think we need to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm. For the record, the purchasing agent GSTWA representatives are not present for the record.
Good afternoon, Mr. Fowler. We are in receipt of a letter from David Manning, and that's dated April 4, 2017. You're CC'd at the bottom, and this is just a one-page letter. Are you in receipt of that letter?
Yes, Morco is. I am. My office is.
We also were provided recently, just yesterday, we were provided some documents from Attorney Vanessa Williams, and this was by email, and I see that you were also CC'd here. This is an email from Vanessa Williams, dated yesterday, sent at 5:34 p.m., and attached to it were, I believe it was this, the April 4 letter, as well as the district court order denying stay and the emergency motion for stay that was filed in the Ninth Circuit, and this is with respect to civil case number 02-00022, United States of America versus Government of Guam. Did you receive that email?
Yes.
Okay, great. And so, can you confirm whether or not this, the receiver's authority to issue the procurement at issue, whether their authority to issue it is at stake in the Ninth Circuit?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so do you have a position on whether or not this matter should be stayed pending resolution at the Ninth Circuit?
I think it would be beneficial to stay this until May 1st, for example. The Ninth Circuit has to rule prior to April 28th, Guam time.
Okay. And this is simply a ruling on your emergency motion to stay?
Before the Ninth Circuit, that is correct.
Okay, so April 28 is the deadline.
Correct.
Okay. Has GSWA filed an opposition to your emergency motion?
They did yesterday.
Okay. And when would your reply be, Morco's reply be due?
The 20th, Thursday.
Okay. So you're agreeing to a stay of this matter until May 1, which would be after the deadline for Ninth Circuit to issue its decision?
Correct.
Okay. Would they issue it by April 28th or shortly thereafter?
It has to be issued by the 28th. On the 28th, if the receiver has not received a ruling from the Ninth Circuit, the receiver is authorized to award a contract on the subject procurement. So,
even though the emergency motion to stay may be denied, Morco can still succeed on the appeal? Or would it be moot? What is your understanding?
Well, we could still succeed on the appeal. Perhaps we could recover our bid preparation costs, but if the receiver has gone ahead and performed on the contract, I would guess that Morco would not be interested in continuing appeal to recover bid preparation costs. In fact, it's never submitted a bid. It's never been allowed to. So, but I don't want to make that decision until I know what happens next week.
Okay. So what we can do is we can, because this issue is before the Ninth Circuit, and it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's my understanding that the district court in this case, the 2002 case, has already issued an order allowing this the subject procurement to proceed?
Correct.
And that is only with the cab forward models?
Correct.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll issue an order staying this matter until further notice. By May 1st, could you please file a status report?
Yes.
I don't know if May 1st is a, you know, if that falls on a weekend, but if so, then the next business day?
Yeah, May 1st is the Monday.
Okay. So by May 1st, you'll just file a status report regarding the Ninth Circuit's decision, and if there is a decision, can you also attach it?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's all.
Just for clarification, because this is just more as to the issue of the stay, correct? And not as to the issue of whether or not they will follow GovGuam procurement rules.
The issue before the Ninth Circuit right now is whether to stay Judge Gatewood's decision pending the appeal before the Ninth Circuit.
That's what I meant. What about the actual appeal itself? How long will that take?
A year or two. It's not a fast process.
Yes, and so I understand that Morocco will weigh its options depending on the Ninth Circuit's decision on your emergency motion. And so perhaps on the May, in your May 1st status, you can, and that may be too soon on Morocco, you know, to make a decision on whether it wants to proceed on the appeal if it loses its motion. But at least by that date, could you please provide us a status and again, this is a status report on with attached the Ninth Circuit decision. Even if there's no Ninth Circuit decision, could you please just apprise us of the status before the Ninth Circuit?
Yes.
And anything that's going on in the district court level regarding this matter?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
The time is 2:07 p.m. We are off the record.
Thank you.